Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, we are always looking for new farmers all over the country and in South Carolina in particular. And South Carolina offers a program to help people that want to get into farming.
Well, you're right. The new and beginning farmer program offered by Clemson University does just that. And basically, for those who want to get into farming, it is much better to learn the challenges in a classroom setting before it's your real money literally in the ground or on a tree or in an animal or something. So this program that's, I think, now in its fifth year under Dr. Dave Lamy has been very successful, and we partner with it. And as you said, we've got to find those new farmers no matter where they come from, whichever walk in life that brings them to agriculture. We want to help them be successful.
Absolutely. Now, the program comes actually in two levels, and level one is really for people that are just kind of thinking about it.
Well, that's right, and that's what they've had up until now, that level one, a lot of business plan preparation, a lot of pro forma, a lot of just making that prospective farmer aware of the obstacles and the challenges and the opportunities ahead. So that's level one. And now, perhaps for those who are already taking the plunge, maybe by way of the new farmer program, we have level two, which is designed for those who've been in farming. It says 3 to 9 years, but just those who want to fine-tune those skills and get a little advanced training. So I'm pleased with this development in the program.
Now, these classes take place in Columbia, largely because it's pretty centrally located.
Well, that's right. Out at Clemson's Sand Hill Station, they have a great meeting facility, and that's where they meet most of their time. I do think they travel around a little bit, different parts of the state, maybe to visit a farm that has come through the program so they can see up close. But right there out, as you said, centrally located in the state, is that facility where most of these meetings are held, and I have attended, and we participate, and the department play our part. It's a great collaboration, and again, looking for that next farmer to join us in the farming ranks in South Carolina.
Now, tell us who is eligible to be in this program.
Well, minimum age is 18. I hope they haven't established a maximum age, because you don't know what ages our farmers will come from. So we need 18 people who've not been in farming for over 10 years that would now qualify for the second phase program we're talking about. But for the most part, it's those who've had this passion to be a farmer, or maybe want to do a part-time operation and just get a feel for it. The amount of information that a person is given through this program is pretty valuable. And if a person is looking to get into the business, this is a great way to get your feet wet without having to jump in the pool.
Absolutely. And that application deadline is August 15th, and those classes start in October.
That's right. The website is scnewfarmer.org, and you can learn the information we've been talking about.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.